Hello, Jeannie, and how are you?
I'm very good, thank you, on this beautiful hot day. I hope it's hot where you are.
Isn't it great? It's beautiful.
I
have to say, reading through some stuff about the DSPCA, I know you're always busy, but I didn't realise how much you do. Before we talk about the foster care, can I ask you about the summer camp, the animal care certificate summer camp?
Yeah, absolutely. That is run by the King of Paul's Dog Training Academy. And what we do is we run a camp for 13 to 17-year-olds. It's a two-week camp. And it's fantastic, actually, because the kids get to spend a huge amount of time with the animals, learning about dog training, animal behaviour. They get some work experience time up in the shelter, and they get a trip to the Dublin Zoo, behind-the-scenes trip. And it's all fantastic, great stuff. And there again, the information you'll find is actually on our website, dspca.ie. But it's well worth having a look if you've got somebody interested in doing that.
Okay. Funny enough, I met a woman in the shop yesterday, and she's a tiny, tiny little dog. It was only a pup. And she was saying it's well trained already. How young? When is the best time to start training a dog, for instance?
You should train the dog from the minute you get it. So, I mean, depending on what age you get the dog at, it's always good to start the training. We do basic training lessons up in the DSPCA, which would be puppy socialisation, which is getting the dog to do what it's asked to do while it's distracted by lots of other puppies and lots of other dogs. So there's lots of different levels of training you can do. There's the what they call the recall, which is coming back when it's told, sitting, staying, lying down, all these sort of things. And they're all part of training the dog so it'll fit into your lifestyle.
Are you talking about now a couple of weeks old?
Yeah, you can do it from, I think it's from once they're, ideally once they're fully vaccinated, so 12 weeks of age would be the ideal age to start.
Okay. Now, the foster care, I want to talk about what it is and how does it work?
Well, fostering for the DSPCA is basically we have a whole team of dedicated volunteers who take animals into their homes to look after for a short period of time, usually between 3 and 6 weeks. And they will be animals, maybe you've got kittens who are just too young to be vaccinated or are between vaccinations. You might have a mother cat who's nursing or is about to give birth to kittens. We could have puppies who are too young, though again, for vaccinations or have been a bit sick. Mm-hmm. Or you could have an older dog that basically is showing signs of stress in the kennels. And we look to get them into a foster home so that it'll help us when it comes to the adoption process, that the animal is much more socialised.
Okay.
And it's a fantastic thing. We provide everything the fosterers need, so all the food and the litter trays and all the medical care. And it's a great thing to do, especially over the summer when people might have some more time to spend.
Okay, and as with everything else, I suppose we'll talk and more or less vet the people in some way. The question about that is, do people have to have had animals of some kind, no matter what?
No, they don't have to have an animal, and sometimes having an animal can be a disadvantage, because especially if you're taking on an animal that maybe has one or two of the viruses, there is always the possibility you can spread to your own animals. But it's always good to have some experience with animals. But no, absolutely, we take people on who have had no experience with animals, and we give them all the training they need.
Mm. And do you ever get the case of people find it hard to give the animal back?
Well, we do. We do a thing called foster to adopt, which is that many of the animals will be looking for homes eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of our fosterers do end up adopting the animals. And we even have a situation where we sort of say to people, if you're not 100% sure that you want to take on an animal, try fostering an animal for a few weeks and see how you get on. And we have a lot of people, especially people with younger children, who would try the fostering, would give the animal back after the end of the fostering period and say, yes, absolutely, this is what we want to do. Now we're ready to see about getting an animal for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it works really well as a training exercise as well for people.
And do you think people are becoming to realise more how therapeutic animals can be, especially dogs?
Yeah, I think they can be. I mean, that's true, they are. They're great companions. It doesn't matter what mood you're in when you come home, they're always there to greet you with a wag and a smile and a where's my food, where are we going for a walk?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there can be heartache as well with them, and there can be a lot of stresses associated, but having an animal is a great thing, especially for kids. You know, it teaches kids so much, and so much about responsibility and about empathy, having an animal in their home with them to grow up with. And you can often tell the difference between a child who's grown up with animals and somebody who hasn't grown up with animals in their life.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose with exercise as well, no matter what your age, and we might as well go to senior citizens, it's great for getting people to, if they have an animal, and if they haven't got one, get one now, because
absolutely,
it's a great way of exercising.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, we do this, the senior fostering program, which is where we would have some older people, some retired people who would take animals on. They're not looking for the long-term commitment of an animal, but they're happy to take on an animal for a shorter period of time and take on a number of animals because they feel they're giving something back, but they don't have the responsibility of actually having to pay for all the treatment or the long-term care of an animal. So it works both ways.
Mm. And just on the downside, just to mention when you're talking about the cost and the care, I think that's one of the negative things people don't think about when they take out an animal, whether they take it out at Christmas or something for their kids or whatever, that there is a lot of cost, care as well involved, but mainly cost. So that's something when people end up giving up the animals, isn't it, most of the time?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, everybody knows, you know, you've got the cost of bringing the animals to the vet, and a lot of people would sort of say, oh, well, I can make arrangements if the animal gets sick or injured or something. But a lot of people don't take into account things, simple things like the fact that when they go on holidays, who's going to look after the animal? Mm-hmm. If they have to go away for a weekend, maybe there's a wedding to go to, they're not going to be at home all day or for even just going away overnight. Mm-hmm. There are costs associated with having somebody else look after the animal for you if you can't be there for them. Because you can't just abandon the animals and hope a big pile of food is going to be enough, because what you're going to come home to is a hyper animal and probably a lot of mess in the house. So it's important, and they are all part of the cost.
Okay. And there's an aspect of cruelty if you happen to leave a dog too long on its own as well. Just want to ask you about the insurance now is quite prominent now. Is it expensive to insure an animal?
It depends on the animal. It depends on the age and the breed of the animal as well. But no, I mean, I think you're looking at the average cost of being between about 12 and 20 euros a month for an animal. And each of the insurance companies are different. And it is like all the insurances. It's something everybody should have because you hope you're never, ever going to need it. But if you do need it, and I've seen it so many times, people with veterinary bills of nearly 3,000 euros, and they just would not have been able to keep the pet going or to continue with the veterinary treatment if they hadn't had the pet insurance. It is a vitally important thing.
It's not that expensive.
Yeah, it's all part responsible. No, it's not that expensive. Not when you look at the cost of everything else. I mean, pretty much the cost of a takeaway a month is the price of your ensuring that your pet is going to, you know, you're going to be able to care for your pet if something happens to it in a later stage.
Okay, and give us your website there so people can look up for all about the I know you have a certificate as well for understanding a canine companions, but the summer camp and all the
absolutely
tips.
Absolutely, and we're even doing a couple of one-day camps as well for younger kids, for six to 12-year-olds. We're doing that during the summer as well, and you can find out all the details for this on our website, dspca.ie, or even on our Facebook page, Dublin SPCA.
Okay, finally, for those people that don't look up things on the internet, what I brought you on for about the fostering, what kinds of people are eligible, and also how do you become a foster care parent?
The main requirement is somebody who has some dedicated time. If you can tell us that you have a month available to do it, and you really do need to be able to drive, because there are situations where you have to be able to get the animals back to us once a week, maybe once a fortnight for veterinary treatment, and if something goes wrong at your end, you need to be able to bring the animal back to us. So we prefer people who have their own transport or have access to transport. But really the best thing to do is to get in touch with our fostering department, and I'll give you the number. It's 01-499-4720. And if you get in touch with Jenny there in the fostering department, she'll have a chat with you about all the ins and outs.
So that's 499-4720
or DSPCA.
Listen, Gillian, always a pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you again. Enjoy the weekend.
I will. Thank you. And you. Bye.
Nice, Gillian. Bye.